The first reading today we heard from St. Paul's letter to Titus. And if you break that thing down rather carefully, the reading that is, you will see that in one sentence, St. Paul encapsulated the entire life of Jesus and our entire life at the same time. So listen, the grace of God our Savior has appeared. Okay, that's his birth. Instructing us, now we're getting to the rest of his life, that rejecting ungodliness and worldly lusts, we may live temperately and justly and piously in this world. So that's what we're to be doing. Looking forward to the blessed hope and the glorious coming of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, his second coming, who gave himself to us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and cleanse for himself an acceptable people pursuing good works. There we are, one sentence. We've got the first coming of the Lord, we've got the second coming of the Lord, we've got the crucifixion of the Lord, we've got the Christian life, all in one sentence. He encapsulized everything for us. So we see then what we're supposed to be about. We're supposed to be rejecting anything that is ungodly. Well, I think we'd have to say we now live in one of the most ungodly societies that the world has ever known. So we've got an awful lot that we have to reject. We have to reject worldly lusts. And so again, that's not just the lust of the flesh. That's the materialism, it's the selfishness, it's all the things that the senses want and all of our attachments, all these things that get in the way. We're to live temperately and justly and piously in this world. So that's how he's teaching us to be calm, to be quiet, to be humble, to be just. We don't live in a just society. We live in a society now where people lie and cheat and steal and try and get away with anything they can. They use people, they violate people, they hurt people, they don't care. We can't be that way. It's so easy to be able to say, do unto others before they do unto you. We need to do unto others, Jesus said, as you would want them to do unto you. To be just, to be honest, to be temperate, to be pious. That's how we're supposed to be because we're looking forward. There's a purpose in all of this. Yeah, we could be ethical pagans. We can be nice people. That's not what we're called to be. We're called to be saints. And the reason we're called to be saints, or the reason we're able to be saints, put it that way, is because our focus is on the Lord. Jesus doesn't want nice people. That's not what this is about. This is about holy people. If we're truly holy, yeah, we're going to be kind, we're going to be decent, but it's not an end in itself. It's for the Lord. It's loving God and it's loving neighbor. That's what we're supposed to be all about. And that's why St. Paul says that he redeemed us from all iniquity so that we could be his people. So he did this for himself. He gained us for himself. That's the part we need to understand. Now again, if we just look at that on the surface, it might sound selfish. Oh, he did this for himself. Remember, he gets zero from this, absolute zero. Nothing. Besides that, it'd be really, really arrogant if we looked at it and said, of course he redeemed me for himself because look at how much he's getting from me. Yeah, look at what he's getting from me. What a joke. So we need to recognize the truth. This is we who benefit. In other words, not only do we benefit from what he has already done for us, but now, if we live good and holy lives, if we are living according to the commandments, if we are praying, if we are growing in holiness, God gets nothing out of it. We do. It's to our benefit. The Lord did all of this out of pure love for us. So what we want now is to love him. And the amazing thing is that the more we love him, the more that we benefit. even from our Blessed Lady, who loves more than all of the angels and saints combined, God gets nothing. Zero. God is absolutely perfect. We cannot add anything to him. We cannot make him any happier. We cannot do anything that is going to do anything ultimately to increase God. So it's not that he's getting anything from it, but we are made to know and to love and to serve the Lord. And so if we do that, we are the beneficiaries of it. Not only do we do what we're created to do, but then we wind up finding our fulfillment. And so that's exactly, again, what St. Paul talks about. So he redeemed us from all iniquity to cleanse for himself an acceptable people pursuing good works. So again, we know it's not the works themselves that are going to save us. It's the Lord who saves us. But because of what he has done for us, now the question is, what's our response? It's to strive for true holiness, to live in this world in that pious way, rejecting ungodliness, living a pious life, which, again, isn't a facade. It's not looking nice. It's not just being nice. It's something that's coming from the inside. It's true holiness that we're supposed to be about. And that's from the heart. It's not an external thing. It's not trying to impress anyone, because if we're truly holy, we're going to be humble. So there's no pride in it. Look at me and how holy I am. No, just the opposite. Just strive to love God and love neighbor. It's really that simple. And in order to be able to do that, all we have to do is remind ourselves, as St. Paul said, here the book ends. We've got the first coming of Christ, we've got the second coming of Christ, and right in the middle, we've got the crucifix. That's what it's all about. That defines who we are, it defines where we're going, it defines what we are supposed to be all about. Holy people striving to love God and to love neighbor, because God has loved us.